The following audiobook presentation is produced and copyrighted by Audio Realms, Inc., and may not be copied, reproduced, nor distributed in any way without express written permission. For additional titles by this author or others, specifically in the genres of science fiction, fantasy, and horror, please visit our website at www.audiorealms.com, or for downloadable products, www.theaudiobookshop.com.
Prologue. London, England, 1867. The air in London was gray. This was no surprise, but the common eye could not see the particular heaviness of the atmosphere, or the unusual weight of this special day's charcoal clouds. The sky was pregnant with a potent wind, for the guard was searching for new hosts. On to London they came, and that wind full of spirits began to course through the streets of the city, merciless, searching. Around corners, elbowing aside London's commoners and high society alike, nudging their way through market crowds and tearing down dirty alleys, they sought their intended. A candle burst into flame in the window of a marquis's house. The tiny cry of a young boy summoned his mother into the drawing room. Similar sounds went up in other parts of the city, confused gasps growing into amazed giggles before being subdued into solemnity. One by one, the intended targets were seized. 6. 5. Where is 4? Ah, 4. Now 3. Alone and accompanied, the children left their respective houses and began to walk. And 2. Searching for the final piece, the greatest of the possessors paused, a hesitating hunter, deliberate. And finally, the brightest, boldest, most promising catch of the day. 1. And done. A sigh of relief. The city's infamous fog thinned. Only a bird above espied the 6 drawing toward London's center, weaving through a maze of clattering carriages.